This morning, the smell of smoke toward Baltimore as firefighters battle fire after fire, seven in all overnight.
Overnight, the Baltimore skies lit up with flames, a huge blaze, intentionally set, suspect fire officials, as part of the day-long riot that injured 15 police officers, including this wounded cop, rushed into an armored car for hospital transport. Nearly 30 arrests for violence and resistance. This man carried away by a team of riot police. Rampant looting breaking out in broad daylight, causing the mayor to impose a curfew beginning today. Everyone inside after 10 p.m.
If you are on the streets, it will be for two reasons, medical emergency or you're going to work. That's it.
The mayor reacting to violence like this. This pharmacy, first looted, then set on fire in one of Baltimore's signature streets. As firefighters battle the blaze, this rioter is seen on live TV slashing the hose. Police cars danced upon, damaged, and even set ablaze. A $16 million Baptist nursing home, which took 8 years to build, burnt to the ground. Columns of police clashing with rock-throwing protesters, the governor labeled the rioters criminals, declared a state of emergency, bringing in 5,000 National Guard to be deployed today.
This is lawless gangs of thugs roaming the streets, causing damage to property and injuring innocent people, and we're not going to tolerate that.
Baltimore school kids are being kept home today. All schools closed. Police ring important buildings. Lots of museums closed here as well as the city tries to get back to normal.